Coffee Break Spanish, Program 5. You're listening to Coffee Break Spanish,
the show which brings you language with your latte.
With Coffee Break Spanish, you're going to be learning to speak and understand the language.
Meet new people, get a promotion, or travel the world. All this and more in the next 15 minutes.
I'm Mark, and I'm going to be your teacher for this course.
And I'm Cara, and I'm going to be learning with all of you.
So grab a coffee, sit back and relax, and learn with Coffee Break Spanish. Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Me llamo Mark y soy el profesor.
Hola, me llamo Cara y yo soy la estudiante.
You're listening to Coffee Break Spanish, the podcast which will help you get to grips with the Spanish language, coming to you in weekly programs from Escocia.
With Coffee Break Spanish, you will master the Spanish language gradually, and we'll be with you every step of the way.
If you're travelling in a Spanish-speaking part of the world, one of the best ways to get to know people is to be able to talk about yourself and ask other people about their family, their job and so on.
In these first few programmes of Coffee Break Spanish, we'll be covering this type of language. We've already covered talking about where you live and where you're from, and today we're going to be introducing our families.
Thanks again to all our listeners for your feedback. We've had lots of emails and messages in the boards this week, and we'll be seeing more about this in our next news podcast, which will be available next week.
We've also had some questions, and quite a few listeners have asked about a particular aspect of Spanish pronunciation which you find difficult.
We'll be answering this question during the podcast.
It's time to learn some Spanish, so make yourself comfortable, and we hope you enjoy today's lesson.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about families. When you're on holiday or you're travelling around, it's sometimes one of the best ways to get to know other people, to talk about your family, and to practice the language, which is, of course, as a language learner, one of the things that you really should be trying to do as much as possible. We're going to start by looking at the words for various members of the family. So if you can repeat after me, Cara will be repeating the words, and of course you, our listeners, should repeat along with Cara. Obviously, not all of these words will apply to all of you, but it's a good idea to learn the words nevertheless. Let's begin with the word hermano.
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 Hermano means brother. Hermano.
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 Now, in Spanish, very often, what you can do is change the ending O to A. And it becomes the feminine version. So, hermano becomes hermana.
Hermana.
Hermana means sister. Hermana.
Hermana.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
So that's brother and sister. Hermano, hermana. Let's think about the word for mother. Madre.
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 Now, this is a good word for practicing the Spanish D sound. It's not a hard D like the word dad in English. It's a softer D. Listen to the difference between madre and madre.
Madre.
Madre. It's almost like the TH in the word the in English, but it's not quite as soft as that. If you say th rather than d, then you're nearer the sound. So, madre.
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 Madre. Muy bien. Madre means mother. Madre.
Madre.
The word for father is very similar. Padre.
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 Muy bien. A wee tip with the pronunciation here. If you imagine air coming through your mouth, it comes up from your lungs and it comes through your mouth and out. And when the air comes out, sometimes you stop the air coming. And if you stop the air coming just very, very momentarily, padre.
Padre.
You get exactly what we're looking for. Padre.
Padre.
Muy bien. Excelente. So we've got hermano.
Hermano.
Hermana.
Hermana.
Madre.
Madre.
Padre.
Padre.
Okay, we're going to add in four more. The next one is marido.
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 Now, marido ends in an O, so it must be a masculine relative of some kind. Marido would mean?
Husband.
It does indeed mean husband. Marido.
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 And the word for wife, quite tricky because it's got that Spanish J sound, which is ch. Mujer.
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 Ooh, it's difficult.
It is difficult. So, mujer.
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 Muy bien. Mujer. Mujer means wife. So we have marido.
Marido.
Mujer.
Mujer.
We're going to be practicing this ch sound a bit more with two final words in the vocabulary that we're learning so far. And these are the words for son and daughter. Listen carefully to this one. It's quite tricky. Hijo.
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 Hijo means son. Hijo.
Hijo.
And the word for daughter, can you guess what it might be based on all the other things that we've been doing with hermano and hermana?
Hija.
Hija, it is indeed. Hija is daughter. Hija.
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 Hijo.
Hijo.
Hija.
Hija.
Muy bien. Now, to say my mother, my father, my brother, my sister and so on, it's very, very straightforward in Spanish, much easier than in French or German or Italian. It's one word, it's mi.
Mi.
Mi, it's spelled M-I, mi marido.
Mi marido.
Mi marido, my husband. Mi marido.
Mi marido.
Mi mujer.
Mi mujer.
My wife, mi mujer.
Mi mujer.
My mother would be... Cara?
Mi madre.
Mi madre. Muy bien. And listeners, can you work out what my father would be? Cara?
Mi padre.
Mi padre. My brother and my sister? Mi hermano.
Y mi hermana.
Y mi hermana. Muy bien. Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Now watch that. Although it starts with an H, you don't pronounce the H. The H is always, always silent in Spanish. In every single word in Spanish with an H, the H is silent. Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
And of course in Spanish, because everything runs together, it would sound like mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
Mi hermano.
And my sister?
Mi hermana.
Mi hermana.
Mi hermana.
Muy bien. Mi hermana. Now, based on that same rule about everything running together, how would you say my son?
Mi hijo.
Now, it does start with an H, but remember, all H's are silent in Spanish.
Mi hijo.
Mi hijo. Muy bien. Mi hijo.
Mi hijo.
Good. You can say mi hijo or mi hijo. And my daughter, it would be?
Mi hija. Oh. Mi hija.
Mi hija. Muy bien. Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Muy bien. Remember the word for and in Spanish?
Y.
Okay, so how would you say my brother and my sister one more time?
Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Watch the H's there. Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Mi hermano y mi hermana.
Muy bien. Okay, mi hermano. Y mi hermana, mi madre y mi padre, mi hijo y mi hija. Okay, we've learned the vocabulary now to talk about family members. What we need to learn is the word to say this is. If you're introducing your husband or your brother or your son or whatever to your new Spanish friends, then you need to be able to say, this is my husband. And in Spanish, it's fairly straightforward. You say, este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano.
Okay, este es. This is. Este es.
Este es.
Este es.
Este es.
And this is my son. Este es mi hijo.
Este es mi hijo.
Muy bien. Este es mi hijo.
Este es mi hijo.
Okay, listeners, how would you say this is my father?
Este es mi padre.
Este es mi padre. Muy bien. Este es mi padre. So, we've got este es mi hermano. Este es mi hijo. Este es mi padre. Este es mi marido. These are all masculine members of the family. What we need to know is how you would say, this is my wife, my sister, my mother, my daughter. Este es becomes esta es.
Esta es.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana. Muy bien. So, this is my daughter would be esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
This is my mother.
Esta es mi madre.
Esta es mi madre.
Esta es mi madre.
Okay. And this is my wife, listeners. This is my wife, Cara.
Esta es mi mujer.
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 We tip here, all words that end in R in Spanish, virtually all words that end in R in Spanish, are stressed on the final syllable. So it wouldn't be mujer, but mujer.
Mujer.
Esta es mi mujer.
Esta es mi mujer.
Esta es mi mujer. Muy bien. Okay, we're going to test your knowledge now. We're going to see how many of these you remember. And remember, you can listen to the podcast several times. You can use our other materials as well to help you get to grips with all this language. If you can repeat these phrases, it means that you're doing quite well with the stuff that you've learned today. Number one. This is my brother.
Este es mi hermano.
Este es mi hermano. Muy bien. Number two. This is my father.
Este es mi padre.
Este es mi padre. Muy bien. Number three. This is my daughter.
Esta es mi hija.
Ajá.
Hija.
Hija, that's it. Esta es mi hija. Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Mi hija. Just run them together. Mi hija.
Mi hija.
Okay, it saves you worrying about the H in there. Mi hija. Esta es mi hija.
Esta es mi hija.
Muy bien. Número cuatro, number four. This is my sister.
Esta es mi hermana.
Esta es mi hermana. Muy bien. And number five, this is my husband.
Este es mi marido.
Este es mi marido. Perfecto. Now, the one other thing that you might want to say, well, there's lots of things that you want to say about the members of your family, but the first thing that you probably want to say is what the names of your husband and wife and sons and daughters and so on are. To say his name is, you say, se llama.
Se llama.
Se llama.
Se llama.
Okay, and to say her name is, you also say, se llama.
Se llama.
Okay, one thing to point out here, the word se doesn't mean his or her. It really means himself or herself, because just like me llamo means I call myself, the me part there means myself, the se part of se llama means himself or herself. Se llama Carlos. Se llama Angélica. So, este es mi hijo. Se llama Pablo.
Este es mi hijo. Se llama Pablo.
Muy bien. Esta es mi madre. Se llama Montse.
Esta es mi madre. Se llama... Don't know the name.
Montse, Montse.
Montse.
Montse is a Catalan name, very popular in Barcelona. It's actually short for Montserrat, as in the singer Montserrat Caballé.
Montse.
Okay. Esta es mi hermana, se llama Raquel.
Esta es mi hermana, se llama Raquel.
Muy bien. How would you say, this is my father, his name is Gabriel?
Este es mi padre, se llama Gabriel.
Perfecto. Muy bien. We've covered a fair bit today because we've been talking about the word for my, which is me, in all singular nouns. Mi marido, mi hermana, and so on. We've presented people. Este es, esta es. and we've said what they're called, se llama. We'll be coming back to talk about family next week because we're going to be talking a bit more to see how many people are in your family, seeing I have two sons, and we're also going to be looking at numbers next week. One final thing before we finish this week, and that is we've been asked a few times over the course of the week in emails and on the forum about a particular aspect of Spanish pronunciation. And Juliet, one of our listeners from London, actually sent us an MP3 file with exactly the same question. Here's Juliet's question, and we're going to answer it in just a moment.
Hi, this is Juliet from London, and I've just got one little question. Last week, when we were talking about where we live, you said the word for but is pero, and I noticed that you rolled your R's, but I find this really difficult, and I was wondering whether you could give me any tips on how to do this, either via the podcast or on the forums. I'm really enjoying listening to Coffee Break Spanish, and I think it's a great resource for learning Spanish, and just keep the podcast coming, Mark and Cara. See you later.
Juliet, it's a really good question, and it's something that learners do find difficult, particularly depending on where you're from. In Scotland, we do tend to roll our R's quite a lot. We say great and things like that, but perhaps if you're from the south of England, it's maybe more difficult, and for some parts of North America and Australia and so on, the R is pronounced differently in different countries and in different languages. Let's take a word like ahora. Ahora. Cara, can you pronounce ahora?
Ahora.
Ahora. Muy bien. Now, the R in ahora isn't really rolled. It's more like a flick that happens somewhere just above your teeth. Ahora.
Ahora.
Ahora. It's not ahora or anything like that. Now, we're going to try to train you to pronounce this R correctly. And we hope we don't offend anyone because we're going to try and put on some different accents here. I'm going to imagine I'm American and I'm going to pronounce the word or the phrase an otter in American English or in my version of American English. And I'm going to say an otter.
An otter.
Again, we're really sorry about these bad American accents and we're not trying to offend anybody by doing this. Let's think about the double T sound in there. An otter.
An otter.
When you make that double T sound, you flick your tongue behind your teeth or up above your teeth. It's actually called the hard palate, below the hard palate on the alveolar ridge of your mouth. There's lots of websites. Go to Wikipedia and find out some things about phonetics there, and you'll find out lots about the ways in which your mouth produces all these sounds. But basically, if you can try to flick your tongue against the top of, just above your teeth, otter.
Otter.
So if you think about this double T sound in American English, now Cara's accent is much better than mine, so I'm going to say them in my accent. I will say butter.
Butter.
Bottle.
Bottle.
Flutter.
Flutter.
And so on. So this sound that Cara's making there for the double T is very, very close to the sound of the R in Spanish when it comes between two vowels in particular. So let's imagine the word ahora, spelt A-H-O-R-A in Spanish, was actually spelt A-O-T-T-A and say it in an American English accent. Cara.
Ahora.
Ahora. And that is your perfect Spanish R. It's not a rolled R, the double R we will be covering in another podcast. This is the single R, which is this kind of flick on your alveolar ridge, just below your hard palate. We hope, Juliet, that this has answered your question. We hope that it's helped give you an idea on how to pronounce their R's in Spanish. We will be looking at the rolled R, and we'll be try to practice some of the rolled R sounds in a future podcast. Bueno, ¿qué tal te ha ido? How was today's lesson for you?
Hopefully you found it enjoyable and you can now introduce members of your family to your Spanish-speaking friends.
Learning Spanish is all about communicating and practicing what you learn. There are lots of ways to do this and we'd suggest that you try to listen to these podcasts a few times in the course of the week. That way you'll remember everything much more effectively.
To get the most out of Coffee Break Spanish, you can download the PDF guide which contains explanations of everything we've covered in today's show. There's also bonus vocabulary, which will help you to increase your range of expression.
You can certainly listen again to this podcast, but we've provided a top-up revision podcast which covers the same vocabulary, but with a slight difference. The podcast comes with relaxing music to help you remember the words and phrases more effectively. The top-up podcast also includes the bonus vocabulary featured in the PDF guide.
Finally, there are the flashcards. For each word or phrase covered in the podcast, there are three image files. One with the Spanish word, one with the English word, and one with both. By using these flashcards on your iPod or portable media player, you can revise your vocabulary anytime, anywhere.
We've already explained in previous podcasts that these extra materials carry a small fee. We have hosting and production costs, and we hope that our listeners will consider purchasing the extra materials. It's maybe worth pointing out, however, that the main podcasts will always be free.
Last week, we asked you to send us a voicemail or an MP3 file of you introducing yourself. We'll be putting all your messages into next week's news show. So if you've not done so already, please do leave us a message by Skyping Coffee Break Spanish, or if you're in the UK, phoning 0141 416 4350.
Don't forget too that you can join the discussions on the forums. Just click on Forum in the navigation bar on the website and learn with the Coffee Break Spanish community.
That's all for this week. Muchas gracias otra vez for tuning in, and we hope you're continuing to enjoy the podcast.
We'll be back next week with more Coffee Break Spanish. In the meantime, muchas gracias a todos y hasta la semana que viene.
Gracias y adiós.
This podcast was brought to you by Radiolingua International. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.